Welcome to another episode of Mini Fellowship in Movement Disorders, where we take most challenging concepts in movement disorders and simplify them into easy-to-follow explanations. I'm your host, Danish Bahati, a movement disorder neurologist who loves to teach physicians online, especially in the developing countries. Continuing our series of episodes related to the questions raised by our neurology residents who are going through a movement disorder course, and they finished module one and they did exit tickets where they write three things they learned from the live sessions, two things that are still not clear, and one thing they're going to read more on. And I'm addressing some of the questions raised in the two things that were not clear on. So in today's episode, I will talk about a question raised by our resident, Dr. Hariharan. Dr. Praveen Hariharan asked this question: I am not clear on and would love to hear more about the DBS or deep brain stimulation management of essential tremors. So that's a very broad and wide topic in itself, but let me summarize some of the highlights or key points. Deep brain stimulation surgery or DBS surgery is an FDA-approved established treatment for essential tremor. It was FDA-approved in 1995. And has been available since then for treatment of tremors. It was first studied for essential tremors and Parkinson's tremor going as far back as 1978 by work of Dr. Benabed, Alim Luis Benabed. And the surgical treatment of essential tremors or tremors have been known for a long time, as far back as 1886 by Dr. Huxley. There were resections of motor cortex in trying to calm down tremor. That tells you that there was always a need for controlling bad tremors that went down somewhat by the advent of modern medications, probably in the 20th century. But we know that there are patients who progress far enough with their tremors that they are not having a satisfactory response to medications, or they don't tolerate medications at high doses. So there is a need for treating patients surgically who have failed more than two medications, because the chance of success with a third or fourth or fifth medication keeps going down every time. Initially, what we were doing as treatment for surgical therapy of essential tremor was burning part of the brain. And we found out, based on the autopsy studies, that patients who had tremor, who got strokes, and the tremor went away, when we looked at their brain, we found that the damage was in thalamic area. So we gradually identified that the ventral intermediate nucleus of thalamus, or VIM of thalamus, is the central relay station for the tremor loop. So there is a loop of signal, abnormal signal going, causing alternate contractions of agonist and antagonist in the brain. And that loop goes through the central relay or focus point is VIM of thalamus. And if you kill the VIM of thalamus and block the loop, then the tremors can get better. There was, however, a couple of problems. One problem was that it was never clear how much of VIM to kill or damage or burn, as they were doing by putting a wire into the brain and turning it on to become hot. And the patient will wake up, will have swelling, and swelling will go down in a few weeks, and then you will find out how much of benefit of tremor you have received. The other problem was that in those patients who had burning of their VIM thalamus done bilaterally on both sides of the brain, more than 30% of them were developing severe speech impairment, and many patients, many more, were having mild to moderate speech deficits even afterwards, so more of a dysarthria or disarticulation problems. So that meant that most patients were getting a unilateral VIM on one side, while the other side could not be burned because of that risk. We also knew that as we put the wire in the brain to try to burn the VIM, the surgeons realized that to know for sure that you are in the right spot, you can turn up the current just a little bit, and that will be enough to stun that VIM and make the tremor stop. And then you can turn the knob all the way up, dial it up, and burn that area and get the benefit that you wanted. So Dr. Benabed had this idea that there are cardiac pacemakers that are implanted batteries that can give an ongoing electrical stimulation to the heart. Why not we do the same thing to that area that we can stun and make the tremor stop? So if we put a wire in the VIM, hook it up with a battery, and just leave a constant small amount of current, not enough to burn it, but enough to just stun it, won't we block the tremors? And that what led to the idea of deep brain stimulation. It worked really well. it provided to both advantages or solution to the problems. Number one, you could do it bilaterally and find ways to avoid speech impairment. And number two, you can adjust it. You can, if you're seeing speech impairment, you can turn down stimulation or change the settings. And if you are not having enough benefit, you can increase the stimulation. And if you get benefit and 2 years later tremors are worse again, as the tremors continues to progress, you can increase the stimulation again and get the benefit again. So it was a really beautiful, remarkable solution to the problem. Now, who should get the DBS and how likely it is to be effective? The DBS is offered to patients with essential tremors who have failed at least two medications or more, and the chance of success is not enough, and they are really bothered by the tremor and they're impaired by the tremors and they want some solution or treatment. The chance of success is more than 97%. So almost everyone who will get a deep brain stimulation surgery implanted will get benefit to their tremor. And more than 70% of patients will have a complete resolution of tremor. So you can have enough benefit that tremor are invisible, that you cannot see tremor, and the patient cannot see tremor on their hands in more than 70% of the patient. The rest of 25-27% of patients will have benefit, but not a complete resolution, but their benefit is still somewhere around 70-80% or more. Now, those 2-3% who do not have good enough benefit or less than 50% benefit in their tremors are likely misdiagnosed as essential tremor, or they have mixed kind of tremors and they may have benefit in their essential tremor but not other tremors. So for example, I've seen very advanced cases of essential tremor patients who have essential tremor plus they have an ataxic tremor, because cerebellar ataxia is common. 1/3 patients with essential tremor will have it after 20-30 years of the disease, and they eventually will develop these severe ataxic tremor, which are intentional tremor, very different than essential tremor. And those are the tremors that don't respond very well to the VIM stimulation. So the patient may come in and say, oh, I am not getting benefit from DBS. But if you turn off their DBS, they will always get worse. And their essential tremor component always seem to be responsive. And sometimes they have an ataxic tremor that is completely unresponsive, but often it has some benefit too. And those probably are those 2-3% who have reported less than 50% benefit on Twister scale, or other assessments, subjective assessments, and so on. Hopefully this was a useful summary. To learn more about the mini fellowship, visit our website for University of Nebraska Medical Center, Department of Neurological Sciences, where you can be part of the community and ask us questions. You can write to me on mdclinicforyou@gmail.com. It's mdclinic4u@gmail.com. And follow me on YouTube for longer discussions by searching for Danish Bahati, DANISH BHATTI. You can also find me on Twitter @DanishBahati_MD and on LinkedIn.